Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Friday Morning Football with Zoe. Scott Zolak joins us this morning. So many questions asked, and such a big game coming up. The Sox are rolling into the end of a, record-setting season. So much optimism coming up for the Celtics this year. The Bruins are looking good. And ordinarily, we'd be saying, okay, going into Game 4, we're 3-0 with the Patriots. But this is, for the past 15 years, that's the way it have always been. But this could be, like,
God,
recently...
Will you just get Zolak on, please?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Zoe, how
God,
you doing?
Lauren.
My God.
That's the longest intro.
So what do you think, man? Is this a must-win?
I don't know. Did you guys think of it? Did you know it was going to rain today like this?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was supposed to be till later.
Yeah, we had a clue. Yeah.
I thought it would be sunny and 70 today. That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Yeah.
You watch that game last night.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you feel any worse today.
I do.
I actually do.
Yeah.
I've been watching the Rams for a while, and they look really good now.
They're undefeated.
It's
unbelievable.
Boys.
Yeah. Okay. So,
yeah, they got some talent. Huh?
Yeah, they've been stocking up.
Are you saying we don't got nobody to catch the football? Is that what you're saying here, Zoe?
No, I mean it is early. I mean Julian comes back Monday, so he's going to play on Thursday night.
Yeah.
The big question is Josh Gordon going to play?
Right.
Or are they quietly keeping this thing, under wraps, and they're going to unveil it on Sunday? I don't know. I haven't heard anything. I would suspect that Gordon's going to play. I expect him to play. I mean,
even just to get out there to take some pressure off of Gronk?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, Miami's got some linebackers that can run. It's pretty much a blueprint through three games as to what you do against this offense, and that's double and triple team Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
I'm driving in today, and I'm listening to our station, one of your sister stations there, 98.5 Sports Hub.
Yep. Never heard of it.
And one of the promos is, Patriots attempt to prevent from losing their third straight. I can't remember last time I heard that. Probably when I played.
Yeah. It's been a while.
No, I can't remember that either. No.
We've been in a
pretty
good
ball. Going back to the 90s, yeah. We were pretty good in the 90s losing three straight.
I'm curious because, Gronk's been in the news this week. And coming off of last week after the game when he kind of confirmed the trade stuff that probably Belichick wasn't happy about. And then this week he had to say, no, my brother doesn't speak for me. But he's got to be so frustrated, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he obviously is frustrated or else he wouldn't even have addressed that postgame.
Yeah.
That's not the way to handle things. I was stunned, to hear that he actually confirmed that's what happened. That's how it went down.
Yeah.
Because, we were told by a lot of people around the organization, it's not even close to what happened. No way that happened. That he was going to threaten to retire. Even Tom Brady was like, if he doesn't play, I'm not playing. So you have to worry, was that in play?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things, and this is what happens when you lose. Things start to swirl around, and the drama starts to come out more.
Yeah.
They need to win football games and make this stuff go away.
Yeah. Okay, it's amazing what a win does, isn't it, Scott?
And do we?
Yeah.
Are they going to play a nice welcome back Danny Amendola video or anything at Gillette?
I love Danny. He was really good here. He was big. He was the biggest in the biggest games, and that goes without saying. You guys know how big he was in the Super Bowls, and they wouldn't have gotten to the Super Bowl last year if he didn't play the way he did in that AFC championship.
That's right. Yeah.
So I'm happy to see him on Sunday.
Okay, so bottom line, can we do it this time?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're in a must-win situation. I can't even believe I'm saying that, but I think, in a matter of 5 days, starting on Sunday, and I think when that Thursday night game is over, you could quickly, find a way to win these next two football games. Boom, you're 3-2, and you're back in this thing, and people start to settle down. You got 10 days to sort of just sit back and get that mini bye, and assess, what do we need to do to get better?
Okay, one more question.
Because I heard you yesterday. You were even concerned with the way Tom Brady was throwing the football on Sunday night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're calling the game and you see things, sometimes, you got to go back and look at it and say, wow, maybe things aren't as bad or as good as people tend to think they are. And you go back and you look at it, there are some guys open. There were guys open on third down. And Tom would be the first to tell you that. He would down throws back because I think normally he hits those,
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, hopefully he starts hitting them this weekend.
Give us final score before you go.
Oh, my God. Hey, scratch and claw. This isn't about style points. 27-21. Play some more Phil Collins. Let's go.
Okay. You got it, man. Have a good one.
Thanks,
Okay, take care of yourself. Okay, we got the...